In Birmingham, Alabama, today marks the start of what could be the final chapter in the shocking event that focused the world's attention on the city's violent racial climate during the 1960s. Former Ku Klux Klansman Bobby Frank Cherry goes on trial for murder in a nearly 40-year-old church bombing. The blast killed four black girls during Sunday services. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The bombing of Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church marked a decisive moment in the black struggle for equality. At the height of the city's fight over desegregation, a group of Klansmen planted a bundle of dynamite beneath an outdoor stairwell at the church, a gathering place for civil rights marchers. On September 15, 1963, an explosion blew a gaping hole in the ladies' lounge. That's where four girls were getting ready to be ushers for Youth Sunday. Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, and Addie Mae Collins, all 14, and 11-year-old Denise McNair. They were killed. Now, 39 years later, the last living suspect is being brought before the bar of justice.
There is no statute of limitations for the murder of children.
Former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones will prosecute former Klansman Bobby Frank Cherry. He says the state has an obligation to pursue the case no matter how long it's been.
And the fact that someone may be able to benefit from a delay, I think, is unconscionable to allow that to happen in our system of justice. As we've said from the very beginning, when all is said and done in this case, it is a murder trial. It is a trial about the deaths of four children.
It has taken nearly 40 years to bring Bobby Frank Cherry to trial, even though the FBI targeted him as a suspect back in 1963 as a member of a particularly rough Ku Klux Klan clavern. Federal officials declined to prosecute, partly because of concerns they couldn't get a conviction from a white jury in Alabama at the time. Cherry, now 72, has always denied being part of the church bombing. His attorney, Mickey Johnson, says there's no way Cherry can get a fair trial today after such a long delay.
To let evidence just lie dormant for 40 years and then expect people to view it, and it's not just the evidence that would be presented, it's all the evidence that is lost that would have been available. That's where the big gap is.
Johnson says the prosecution has an unfair advantage because so many potential defense witnesses are now dead. He says the state should have brought charges years ago when the evidence was fresh.
Mr. Cherry has been where they could get their hands on him, bring him into a courtroom, produce this evidence for all of his life, for, you know, almost, 39 years now. They knew where he was. This is not someone who's been running.
It wasn't until the late 70s that the state reopened the church bombing case and convicted Klan leader Robert Dynamite Bob Chambliss, who later died in jail. Then 2 years ago, the state indicted Cherry and another former Klansman, Thomas Blanton. The two co-defendants were supposed to be tried together last year, but Cherry's trial was delayed after the court found him incompetent to stand trial because of memory problems. Blanton was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. After a year of legal wrangling, the court ruled Cherry could stand trial based on expert testimony that he was faking the memory lapses. For Birmingham's black community, knowing that people responsible for the deadly crime have been walking free for years has been like a festering sore. Carolyn McKinstry is a longtime member of the 16th Street Baptist Church who survived the bombing. She says last year's conviction of Blanton restored faith that justice can prevail no matter how late. But she says it was troubling when it appeared Cherry might escape his day of reckoning because of the mental incompetency claim.
I think that to some extent he was still living in that era of time where he felt that probably he was going to walk away.
Now McKinstry says the last living suspect will finally have to face a jury, bringing an end to a slow quest for justice. Jury selection starts this morning, and testimony should begin next week. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.